Come on, Paulie.
Winging too soon.
Salt in the wound. Yeah, too soon. We'll get back to Alex Smith, the newest Redskin. Kirk Cousins going into that wild blue yonder of free agency come March. Michael Phillips of the Times-Dispatch at 8:05. John Kim of ESPN.com at 8:45. But switching gears right now, he's our buddy John Laser, who joins us each and every week, brought to you by Captain Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, there for you in any case. Hokies basketball in Chestnut Hill in a very critical stretch. We'll get to that in a second, but Lays, first things first. Some significant and aggressive moves made yesterday by the AD's office to bump up pay for Justin Fuente for his assistance. As I said earlier, look, it's just keeping up with the Joneses in college football.
Yeah, that's all it is. You know, I think people are still trying to figure out how to write the press releases and the headlines for when these things happen. And you know, for Justin Fuente, I don't imagine that it's a huge change in the things, except for the money that goes into the assistant pool. And obviously, Adam is Lechtenberg is one of his good friends and a guy that was added to the staff last year. So, you know, it won't be staggering changes or anything like that throughout the football building. But I continue to love the way that Whit Babcock operates, in that he doesn't wait around. Like you said, Wes, if he feels as though the program is behind the Joneses in any particular area, well, here we come.
I think it's a good sense of the business relationship that they have, where you have Justin Fuente, who at the end of the year, he was on the short list for Florida State, and he's on the short list for a lot of programs, and that those lists are growing. But he publicly says, hey, look, I'm good, I'm happy, and I don't know if Justin Fuente is going to spend 29 years in Blacksburg like Frank Beamer, but he said, hey, I'm good, I'm happy, and Whit Babcock comes back and says, hey, we're going to keep it that way. We want to keep it that way. And we've seen other situations where coaches say, hey, look, I got this call from another team. Want to see what you can do for me. Want to see what you can bump up my pay. This wasn't the case. Fuente said, I'm happy. Whit Babcock comes back weeks later and says, hey, you're happy. We're happy. Let's keep this thing going and good.
Yeah, I mean, it was an annual thing with Shaka Smart, right? That's how he continued to build the program, and not to just label it on Shaka. That's, like you said, what most coaches do year to year. But with Justin Fuente, Wes, yeah, I do think he's going to be there as long as he wants to be there, in terms of, I think this is where he wants to be. This is where his family wants to be. But with that said, another thing that you appreciate about Whit is he doesn't take things and people for granted. And so year to year to year, he's going to say, are you happy? Is this the direction in which we want to go? And I think that working relationship is so good. And you know, yeah, Justin Fuente is not the guy that's going to bang on the door and say, I want this, 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 and this. But at the same time, if it's there and it's going to make the program better, he's certainly not going to not take it.
He's John Laser, the voice of the Hokies. One more on this, speaking of keeping people happy and keeping things together. It is surprising that for the first time since 1995, you now have co-defensive coordinators in Blacksburg. This with Galen Scott and Bud Foster. Bud Foster, I see his pay increased. He's going to keep, obviously, the role of defensive coordinator and make the decisions. But Galen Scott, this, I have to imagine, Lays, was people looking at Galen Scott, Justin Fuente trying to keep a good thing going, and you never know the one day where Bud says, you know, I'm going to stay on that boat. I'm just going to hang out, and you want to make sure you have the next guy, and if you feel you have the next guy, he stays in place.
Well, first and foremost, this is Bud Foster being the biggest, hardest guy in college football, you know, because there are a lot of guys out there, Wes, that regardless of the situation or regardless of the level of respect they had for that next guy, they ain't sharing anything with anybody, including their title. So Bud was all for this. Galen Scott's a phenomenal guy. They work well together, and everything else that you said was right. You know, those are all the things that you're trying to assure going forward.
Ladies, let's move it over here. I got a couple minutes left with you. I want to get into basketball because this is a stretch, and we've talked about this now the past couple weeks because it's been going on the past couple weeks. Big win at home against North Carolina. Bounce back against Notre Dame on the road, and I know that they were down three starters, but it's still a game you had to win, and they did. Now up to Chestnut Hill. And ladies, I think it's what, the final 10 games, every single school that Virginia Tech will play is in the top 20 of the RPI?
No, not quite. 7 out of 10, and you're in a stretch of 9 in a row that started earlier, a couple weeks ago, of 9 straight against the RPI top 80. Georgia Tech is not in the top 20, and NC State is not in the top 20. But yes, and Boston College isn't. But other than that, you've got 2 against Duke, you've got 2 against Miami, you've got 1 against Louisville, you've got UVA on the road, and you've got Clemson at home. So those are your 7 where you are against the RPI top 20. So Without question. You know, the Hokies pulled themselves back into the fray with the win over North Carolina. Things were looking very dire in terms of their resume prior to that, coming off of Florida State. And like you said, yeah, they had to absolutely win at Notre Dame. They did. Notre Dame, give them a lot of credit, made a push despite the absence of some of their regulars, but at the same time, very difficult place to win. And tonight should be a heck of a game because Boston College is about as guard-oriented a team as you're going to find nationally, lacking some interior depth. Where have we heard that story before? This is kind of strength on strength tonight, and same style versus same style, and can you just guard me up and let's roll it out and go play? So it should be a fast-paced game tonight at the Conte Forum, and if you're up late, it should be good basketball. But, again, I feel like I say this every game, Wes, and you know, we haven't gotten back into the games where it's like, okay, you feel great if you win it, and if you lose it, it's okay. We're kind of in a stretch right now where the Hokies have to have it, and you feel that way again tonight.
BC 11-1 at home this year. 9 o'clock tonight, John Laser, Mike Burnup on the call from Chestnut Hill. You can hear it on 96.1 FM WRVA. Stay warm up there, buddy. I need to get a Super Bowl pick before you go. We have our big little board of Super Bowl predictions. Who do you got, Eagles or Patriots?
I got the Eagles, man. I have to in my house. But at the same time, I think they're going to control the football, run it, and win the game.
Wow. Overwhelming for the Eagles so far on the big little board of Super Bowl predictions. Lays, talk to you next week, buddy. Thanks for jumping on.
All right, buddy. See ya.
John Laser is brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff, and there for you in any case.